Pima County Sheriff Mark Napier testified on Capitol Hill this morning about the impacts of Trump administration policies on border communities. He was joined by a Catholic bishop and a civil rights group, among others, all in front of a House subcommittee. Sheriff Napier joins us now to talk about the hearing. Sheriff Napier, good morning.
Good morning. It's great to be with you.
Well, thank you for taking the time on while you're on Capitol Hill there. What point were you trying to get across to members of this subcommittee? What was most important they took away from your testimony?
Well, I hope that the most important message, the takeaway, would be that we do have a crisis on the border. And despite political banter and, you know, whether it's a Republican problem or a Democrat problem is irrelevant. The fact that we do have a crisis on the border, it's a public safety crisis and a humanitarian crisis, and that's undeniable. And that I hope that Washington, D.C. can work in a bipartisan fashion to actually address this issue.
So when we talk about a crisis on the border, that becomes a political statement in itself, right? I mean, what kinds of questions and reactions did you get from members of both parties on the subcommittee to that statement?
Well, I think there is getting to be bipartisan support of the idea that we do have a crisis. And I would argue that really it's not a political statement in as much as it is a pragmatic one. We have an unprecedented number of family units, unaccompanied minors, migrating to this country in levels that we've never seen before. The interdiction of hard drugs into our country is also at unprecedented levels. So I think to declare that there's a crisis is less a political statement than a pragmatic one.
Can I ask you also, what effect is this crisis having on departments like yours, like on local law enforcement? We hear a lot about how it's affecting humanitarian aid groups and a lot about how it's affecting Border Patrol and federal agencies. What are you seeing in your department?
Well, several things. One, we're interdicting quantities of drugs in Pima County that are unprecedented. I mean, it used to be that we might interdict 2 ounces of methamphetamine. That was considered a pretty big bust. Recently, my deputies in one interdiction did 58 pounds. Now, this is a shocking amount of methamphetamine. In a separate interdiction about a month ago, they interdicted 13,000 fentanyl pills. This should really shock people. The other thing that I think is telling that we don't think about enough is my deputies now carry medicine on their persons, Narcan, in order to hopefully just save a few lives. Well, now, if you go back a year ago, that would have been unthinkable. We definitely have a crisis, and it's straining my deputy resources immensely. But the collateral damage and strain on our NGOs and nonprofits to deal with asylum seekers is also very pronounced.
Sheriff, when you look at potential solutions to this problem, and maybe a series of problems, where do you think they come from? I mean, do you think the federal government has a role to play, state governments, county agencies like yours, NGOs, nonprofits? Is it sort of an all-of-the-above kind of answer here?
Yeah, I would pick all-of-the-above on that one. This is an incredibly complex problem, and it should but does not transcend politics. And we're all going to have to come together, first, acknowledge the problem, and then second, look at this as a comprehensive, multifaceted solution. There isn't going to be a soundbite solution to this problem. But what is untenable to me, and I mentioned to Congress today, is that it is my aspiration that 30 years from now, a sheriff is not sitting before Congress saying, gee, we really should do something. The time to do something is now.
What is your level of optimism that that'll happen?
I love this country. I believe in the greatness of the United States of America, but that's strained periodically. I think we've gotten so mired in politics, and it's become so important about who wins, assignment of blame, that we've really stopped progressing. And I think that we sent people to Washington, D.C. to solve difficult problems, and I think it's time to do so, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat. It's time to get busy and work on this problem. I mean, for goodness sakes, we're the country that won World War II. We're the country that put somebody on the moon. And we're the country that survived a bitter civil war that tore us apart. We became better angels of our nature as we came out of that. Please don't tell me we can't solve this problem. I believe in America much greater level than that.
All right. That is Pima County Sheriff Mark Napier joining us from Capitol Hill, where he testified in front of a House subcommittee. Sheriff Napier, thanks a lot for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.